Discover the life-changing benefits of Meow Greens for your cat. Ever see your cat slowing down or having health issues and wonder, what can I do to make them better? Well, my friend, add Meow Greens to your cat's food for 90 days, and I guarantee you'll see changes that will amaze you. Greetings, I'm naturopathic Dr. Dennis Black, inventor of Meow Greens, and I invite you to take the Meow Greens 90-Day Challenge. In the first 30 days, you'll see shinier coats and increased energy. By day 60, your cat will have a stronger immune system, less shedding, improved joint function, all due to the live nutrients that you've added to their diet. And at 90 days, they're going to have better digestion, reduced inflammation, improved heart health, and you may even have reduced their cancer risk. Fetch a free Jumpstart trial bag for your cat today. Go to trymeowgreens.com. Use promo code TRYMEOW. That's try M-E-O-W. You discover the shipping. You don't have to change your cat's food to improve your cat's health. Just add a packet of Meow Greens.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
And joining me on the podcast right now is Stefan Bernstein, CEO of Greenrock Mining. GROC is the ticker there. Stefan, thanks for joining me.
Glad to be here.
Yeah, and you've released some very good news today. Amitsoq graphite update, successful phase two drilling, more than doubles deposit footprint, which is very good. And we'll talk about that in a bit. Before we do, Stefan, for people listening, maybe not familiar with Greenrock, could you explain what it's all about, please?
Yes, sure. Greenrock is a junior exploration company, presently actually developing more into development stage. We have a series of critical raw materials projects in Greenland, and they concern titanium, particularly, and then graphite in southern Greenland. Those are the most advanced projects that we have. And we have conducted drilling at the titanium project last year and also in 2018. And at Amitsoq, we had a maiden drilling program in 2021, that was last year, and followed up by a stage two drilling program this year that I'll be talking about in a minute.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, let's talk about that. Phase two drilling successful, you say more than doubles the deposit footprint. So what have you done? Explain that if you could. And what have you found, Stefan?
Yes, so it's really quite remarkable. If I can just go back to the beginning here, just describing very quickly what the Amitsoq graphite deposit is about. So it was really found by more than 100 years ago, and it was a small underground mining operation that started in 1914, but it closed already in 1920, not because the reserves were exhausted or anything, but because the graphite prices, they plummeted right after the ending of the World War One. And then it had been lying there dormant for about 100 years. And then it was picked up here about 7-8 years ago by our company, starting to do some mappings and sampling along the surfaces, and found that there was actually good reason to conduct further studies here, because it looked like it was a lot bigger than people thought it was. And that was really what led to the first drilling program last year, where, to I think most people's big surprise, it turned out that these graphite layers that were once mined 100 years ago turned out to be in some cases up to 15 meters thick. And so what came out of the drill program last year was that we were able to define two ore bodies, one, the upper graphite layer up to 8 meters of thickness, and the lower graphite layer up to 15 meters thickness. Yeah. And to add to this was that the analysis, the analytical program, shows that the upper graphite layer is exceptionally high in graphite, namely 18 to 19%, and the low graphite layer even higher, with 22% about graphite. So that makes the Amitsoq graphite really one of the world's highest grade graphite deposits under development. Yeah. So that was the start. Starting point of this year, we set out to do more drilling because we wanted to do some infill drilling to increase the certainty, you could say, the resource certainty. But we also wanted to step out and drill beyond where the area that we covered last year to expand the resources. And that was really, really successful. We drilled 19 holes, and we hit the upper graphite layer in 8 of the holes that returned thicknesses between nearly 3 meters and 8 meters thickness. And in all 19 holes, we hit the lower graphite layer. And it turns out the lower graphite layer, which again is the highest, the layer with the highest grades, seems to increase in thickness. So in the southern part, it's about 2.5 to 6 meters in thickness. And then it gradually becomes thicker towards the north, up to 20.6 meters, which is the thickest intersection that we had. And it's open to the north, and it's open to the west. And in fact, if you trace the surfaces north of the old mine, you can see that there are indications that the graphite layers continue to the north, almost doubling the distance towards the north of what we've already drilled. So there are definitely indications that would seem that we can vastly increase the resources here at Amitsoq.
Yeah, yeah. Sounds
and
very good.
Maybe I'll just, I'll end saying that. So last year's drilling program already arrived at a resource, indicated an inferred resource of more than 8 million tons, grading nearly 20% graphite, which gives us in ground about 1.6 million tons of high quality graphite.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, so it's all going well. So what's next over the next, you know, 6-12 months then, Stefan?
Yeah, so this is really exciting times for us, of course. These really, really successful drilling is actually better than I personally had hoped for. It's really remarkable to have intersections of, or rather true thicknesses of up to 20 meters. So one of the things that we, of course, will be doing is to conduct the social impact assessment studies and the environmental impact assessment studies. Those are requirements that will eventually allow us to submit an application for exploitation. So that's ongoing. In parallel with that, we're, of course, doing a lot of technical work. Presently, all the drill core is collected, it's cut and sampled, and we are presently en route to the labs for determination of the graphite contents. We also have collected a mini bulk sample, about 700 kilograms from one of the old production adits in the mine, which we will be using to test for the way that we can process this to the material that is required for battery anodes, that is the lithium iron batteries that will be used in electric vehicles, because that's not just ordinary graphite. It has to be, first of all, meet some certain requirements to be very, very pure, but then it also needs to be manufactured into small like balls, about 10 micron in diameter, and we need to demonstrate that we can do this in order for us to enter the battery market. There's already some test work done in a lab in Germany that has shown that we are able to produce a high purity graphite that is one of the first requirements, and present we are also testing whether it's possible to manufacture our graphite into these small spheres. But that's only lab scale. We want to go the next step up with this bulk sample here to process at a nearly pilot scale.
Excellent stuff. Okay, well, Stefan, thanks for that. And if people are listening right now and liking the sound of this, the progress you're making, but are not yet following the story, could you give them three quick bullet point reasons why they should hit that follow button on your page on Vox and add Green Rock Mining to their watch list, please?
Yes. First of all, Europe needs graphite. Well, Greenrock has a world-class graphite deposit. Secondly, the battery industry needs high-quality graphite. Well, again, Amitok graphite deposit has high-quality graphite. And then lastly, I'd like to say that also that Greenland welcomes the mineral industry. There's no objection to mining, particularly not graphite. So as long as we meet the regulations, we are confident that we'll also be able to mine this deposit.
Yeah. Stefan, good to chat to you. Hopefully we'll catch up in the not-too-distant future. Thank you very much.
Sure. Thanks, Justin.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.